Whatever the economic problems, American movie theaters have not yet had to improvise for a living, as some did during the Great Depression when they bartered for tickets with people who had no money. Hollywood has, however, made the effort of releasing a feel-good summer romance in April. It's a film called Adventureland. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has a review.
Writer-director Greg Mottola doesn't reinvent the wheel with Adventureland, his engaging coming-of-age story. He shows us what the wheel looks like when it's custom-made. Character and dialogue are more important to Adventureland's success than its plot. We can see where the story is headed, but that doesn't get in the way of the pleasure. The year is 1987, and Adventureland Park is the kind of place where the rides cause nausea and the games of chance are rigged.
Okay, rules. No freebies, no free turns for your friends, no free upgrades, no free food.
So just nothing is free here.
Everybody has to pay for everything. And more importantly, working in games, no one ever wins a giant panda.
We don't have that many left.
Cool.
This is not where James expected to spend the summer before graduate school, but his father's financial reverses mandate summer employment, and Adventureland is a place where anyone who can walk or chew gum can get a job.
James, am I pronouncing that right? James?
James?
Yeah. Okay, by accepting this T-shirt, you are...
Hired.
Well, sorry. Usually a more of a ceremonial thing.
James, played by Jesse Eisenberg, is not the Adventureland type. He's an awkward, brainy guy who reads poetry for pleasure and has idealistically remained pure because he wants sex and love to go together. He couldn't be more different from co-worker M, played by Twilight's Kristen Stewart. She's beautiful, enigmatic, and very experienced. M and James are not obvious soulmates, but Adventureland's strength is that it makes you believe in the yearning romantic potential these two see in each other. Stewart brings so much intensity to her part that she turns this nominally guy-centric venture on its head. She makes M's problems much more compelling than James's uncomplicated desires. Filmmaker Mottola had a big success with his previous Superbad, and it's heartening that he didn't follow it up with Super Even Badder. He returned instead to Adventureland and made it the kind of adventure we could all use more of.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. And we review movies at npr.org.